The vote to simply move forward with the proposed consolidation wasn't unanimous. The Ypsilanti School Board voted unanimously in favor of it, but two members of the Willow Run School Board, Bobby Stevens and Brenda Meadows, voted against it, saying they didn't think it was the right move for their district. At that same joint board meeting where that vote took place, Democratic State Representative David Rutledge talked about a measure he was introducing to give school districts that consolidate a 3-year window in which they wouldn't have to worry about new charter schools opening in their area.
It's a statewide effort. The impetus behind that is to allow any new school district that has been formed as a result of consolidation an opportunity to get itself off the ground, to in fact allow its programs to take root and take hold and start in fact attracting students.
Rutledge has support for his legislation from Republican State Representative Bill Rogers, who says the legwork done before the legislation was introduced to kind of give everyone the heads up should help it gain passage.
Just dropping the bill, I think that we would have seen possibly some adversarial comments just because that's the nature of the beast. Even if they hadn't read it, it would come out that way. And by working through this and getting all of the parties that would be potentially involved in this or touched, we're trying to do our homework up front. What are the pitfalls? What are the pros? What are the cons for you? Because we're trying to basically make this all about the kids regardless.
That legislation has yet to be approved. State Superintendent of Education Mike Flanagan was at that same meeting. He's committed to giving the districts 20 years to pay off their debt if they merge. The Willow Run School District is about $1.7 million in debt. The Ypsilanti School District's debt is closer to $10 million. Flanagan saluted the districts for taking the bold step of trying to consolidate.
Other districts are just kind of putting a blind eye to this problem, and this is a way to really help make a difference for the kids in this community, and I hope they'll not only pass the resolution tonight, but then I hope in November people will approve it.
Flanagan says there could be some additional funding available from the state to facilitate a union. The consolidation proposal has received support from Flanagan, the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti Chamber of Commerce, the Ministerial Alliance, the Ypsilanti Willow Run NAACP, AnnArbor.com, and Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Ypsilanti City Council adopted a resolution in support of the consolidation, with council members Brian Robb and Pete Murdoch voting against it. Robb said he thought council was overstepping its boundaries, and Murdoch said he wasn't even sure how he was going to vote on the issue. Students from both districts have been involved in the process of getting information out about the proposed consolidation. One group of students, in fact, at Ypsilanti's New Tech High School even studied the issue closely and made a presentation to the school board in support of consolidation. John Shelton is a junior at New Tech.
We have a long, like, an ongoing rivalry, so I was like, oh, I don't want to be with Willow Run, but you got to think, like, put that aside and actually think about how the schools are going to turn out. I mean, you can't just look at one simple fact, you have to look at the numbers and all that, so that really changed my mind.
Junior Teresa Williams says the possibility of getting some additional money from the state and more time to pay off debt make consolidation attractive.
If we don't really consolidate, the school will probably close down, and I have one more year left, so I didn't really want to leave a school that I kind of like or enjoy going to.
Parents, teachers, staffers, and other district residents have had the chance to attend any one of a series of community forums on the proposed consolidation. Claudia Young attended the last one and found it to be very enlightening.
As a member of the community, I'm very concerned about the education of our youth, and I think from what I've heard that the consolidation will be a good thing. So hopefully the voters will approve it and we'll move forward from there.
The most commonly raised concerns at these community forums centered on which programs might be eliminated, which buildings would be closed, and which teachers would lose their jobs. Washtenaw Intermediate School District Superintendent Scott Menzel says it's difficult to know how things will shake out, since those kinds of decisions would be up to the new school board appointed to oversee a consolidated district. He did say that if programs fit well with the 5 educational elements identified by residents as most critical, things like working with children and families from birth through entry into kindergarten, effective school leadership at all levels, positive culture and climate focused on learning, high-quality teachers and teaching, and students having the chance to earn college credit or career credentials before graduation, then chances are they'll be maintained. The superintendents of both districts believe the consolidation is the only way to keep an emergency manager from taking over and possibly turning the schools into charter schools. Willow Run Superintendent Laura Lisiski.
I think that we have an opportunity that not a lot of educational institutions have the opportunity to do, and it's what's best for our kids, and our kids deserve it. They deserve the best, and I think that this will be able to offer them the best.
Lisiski says the consolidation is a chance to, quote, hit the reset button.
Which means that we actually get to build the school district from the bottom up, which means that we'll have the opportunity to not always have to worry about making cuts and cutting programming that's been working for kids.
Ypsilanti Superintendent Diedrich Martin says consolidation would offer stability.
We need to seek out something that provides us a more stable ground so that we can invest in our kids and our community and our future and not continue to play this slash and burn financial numbers game.
Martin says the alternative to consolidation is to make some very severe cuts.
It's very evident and clear that the types of decisions that we're going to have to make to reinvent ourselves overnight is going to have a dramatic negative impact on our kids first, our community second, and finally, but certainly not least, our staff in general.
A survey conducted by Epic MRA this summer showed 56% of likely voters would vote yes or were leaning toward voting yes on the consolidation. After hearing more details about the proposed union, 66% of respondents said they'd vote yes or were leaning that way. There's some concern that voters might not even make it to the section of the ballot that includes the two issues related to the proposed consolidation. Washtenaw Intermediate School District spokesperson Emma Jackson says the issues are at the very end of the ballot.
They don't have a letter. They don't have a number. They're just the very last two proposals on their ballot.
The first issue is the question of whether to consolidate the two districts. The second asks voters to essentially approve taking the existing millages for the Ypsilanti and Willow Run districts and combining them to help finance a consolidated district. If the consolidation issue passes but the funding issue does not, that would require a special election later on. That's something that Diedrich Martin says may very well mean the end of his district. Rivalries and animosities between the districts have been an issue, but Willow Run School Board President Don Garrett Jr. says, hey, that's all on the adults. He says the kids don't hate each other. It's the grown-ups who have for some reason decided to view the other district as the enemy. It'll be the grown-ups deciding whether to consolidate the Willow Run and Ypsilanti school districts tomorrow. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.